This is the Dealer Playbook session number 27, and I'm going solo on this one.
You're dialed in to the Dealer Playbook podcast, where it's all about winning auto dealer strategies that deliver proven results. And now your hosts, Robert Weissman and Michael Cirillo.
Thank you so much for dialing into the Dealer Playbook podcast. I am your host. This is Robert Weissman. And as you may have heard in the pre-intro, I am flying solo today. My right-hand man, Michael Cirillo, is unable to be here. Really wishes he was, but he is a little under the weather. So, Michael, we hope you get well, man. We miss you here at the Dealer Playbook, but you have me today. Again, I'm Robert Weissman. This is the Dealer Playbook, the podcast for automotive professionals, you know, with real dealer strategies that get real results. Today is going to be no different. We're going to dive right into it. We had this article that was passing around within our team, and it really kind of just struck a chord, I guess you could say. And it was on entrepreneur.com, and it was by an author that, big surprise, nobody knew who this author was. What even makes it funnier is we wanted to link to this article for you in the show notes, but we can't find it anywhere. Go figure. Not sure if it got ripped down. Whatever. But anyway, by this unknown author, this unknown character is saying that personal branding isn't direction to go, that you shouldn't be focused on building and, you know, creating your personal brand, but more so the brand of your product, of your service. And I couldn't disagree more. And it's a wonder why this article is now MIA. The product, the service is always going to be just a commodity. Okay, what the people are buying, and this is, you know, still remains true to this day, what they are buying is you. Is they're buying you? Is they're buying your sales team, even. That's what people are buying. And your personal brand, listen, whether you're actively creating your personal brand and working on it daily or not, you have a personal brand. Everybody has one. Just everybody isn't controlling that. Your personal brand is the perception and the thoughts and what people think about you before ever even coming in contact, coming into any kind of connection, any engagement, or had any experience with you. So why wouldn't you want to take advantage of that and control, you could say, the people's perception of you, or at least, you know, show them what you're about. And that's what this session is about. It's about controlling your personal brand and getting the most out of it. And the number one thing needed to do that is your personal website. And that's what we're going to get into today. Let's do it. Now, I don't know about you, but when I see a business or think of a business that has no website in today's market, you want to know what I do? I laugh. And you should too, with the amount of people that are online at any given minute. Why wouldn't you want to be there to engage with them or have your people there to engage with them, to build rapport, to build relationships, to build trust, to wow them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? There's no reason why, who wouldn't want that, right? So creating a culture in your store, or if you're personally just a frontline sales professional, your personal website is an easy and still, you know, not as cheap as some strategies, but cheaper than a lot. But the gain is so much that it's, you're missing the boat without taking advantage of an epic personal website. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to dive into 8 key ingredients today. We're not going to keep you long. You know, it's just me. I got nobody to talk to. So I'm talking to you. So here we go. So 8 key ingredients for your car sales pro website. Whether you are a car sales professional and you have a website now, and it's, you know, it's more of what a lot of sales reps' websites are today, and what mine was at one point in time is just an online business card or brochure. You know, it's not yet a marketing tool that, you know, is a resource in its marketplace. And that's what we're going to dive into today. So 8 quick ingredients for your Car Sales Pro website. You ready? Here we go. Number 1, inventory feeds you don't need. You don't need to run the dealership's feed and inventory and have it available on this Car Sales Pro website. Why, you might ask? Because, you know, we all hear about VDPs getting these VDPs in front of people. Well, then it's not a get, like, goes back to the commodity. We're not there to sell them the car. You know, we're there to build the relationship. I believe it was Grant Cardone said one time that the difference between a contact is the R. The R stands for relationship. That couldn't mean more. So what we're there to do is build the relationship, not there to sell the car to them, not there to look like every other dealership website. Follow me? Next, invest in the design of this website. Okay, something is not better than nothing. It's really not. Sometimes poor quality web experience will create more harm than good, especially to a brand. Design is key because that's what people see first. So invest in a quality design. I mean, stop with my friends, buddies that does websites on the side. Get yourself a professional. Okay, it'll cost a little bit more, but the gain again is too large and too beneficial not to. So it's definitely worth investing in the design, get a good quality design, but then also make sure to keep it fresh. You know, keep it adding graphics, adjusting the graphics, changing things. Do that because, again, that's something that doesn't cost a lot but does so much for your site. Okay, so invest in the design, be creative. Get if it's not in you, if you're not confident in you with the design, then get consultation from somebody that is. Okay, you can't do everything. Can't be Superman and do everything. Certainly don't try to learn how to do it. If you've got experience, you've been it, and you are a designer, that's one thing. But don't try to learn it. I did that, and that was stupid. Believe me. Next, number 3 is video. Make sure there is a video on every page. Even if it's welcoming them to that page and telling them what to do there. Okay, don't underestimate the power of telling people what to do, believe me, because not everybody will do it, but some will follow your direction, you know, that low-hanging fruit. So at least, you know, build it catering to them, because again, some will. So video on every single page. Video builds superstars, you know, and everybody loves video. Not everybody, you know, will watch the video. Some people read, but always have the video option there. All right, there's a ton to. I don't think I need to go over the benefits of video, but it just builds the trust factor. It's magical when it comes to the trust factor, the, you know, connection. What can happen? And this is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You shoot the video one time, boom, put it on the site. It's there for you always until you take it down or update it. So it's there, and they get to know you easier, better, connect with you. So that's 3, video. Number 4, and these are all equally important. It's no real particular order, I would say. But number 4 is, the platform needs to be easy to use for anybody, for the sales pro, for you, for your team. It needs to be at easy use for them to update, because it's very important that you can update on the fly, that you don't have to wait a day or so. Having that immediate access to be able to make any changes you want, when you want, and additions is crucial. So again, make sure one look for that it's super easy to use, you know, make it as dumbed down as possible, I guess you could say. All right. So that is 4. 5. Number 5 is, you need to flex your expertise on this website. And what I mean by that is by updating with blogs and information on there that your marketplace is already asking. Okay, and this is how you find people. Always ask me, where do I get ideas for the content to create? You're getting them every day. Think of all the questions that people ask you. I don't know about you, but when I was in the showroom and I was working with guests, they all had questions, and it wasn't just about the product itself. So think of of it like that. Start jotting them all down if you can't think of any off the top of your head. But as they come, you know, as every day goes on, start writing down the ones you're getting most common, whether it's on the phone, through an email from a past customer, on a phone from a past customer, text from a past customer, somebody live in your showroom. Listen to what they are saying and start answering that on scale. At scale on your blog, because rest assured, they're asking you that in person, on the phone, etc. Then they're typing that into a search engine, and you want to be there to connect with them there. Okay, so flex your expertise blogging, just answering the questions, just being you, be yourself, and answer a lot of the major questions that you're getting asked today. Every day. And also a quick tip here, bonus tip, is pump your service drive, pump your, you know, the service writers or whatever, pump them on what people are calling in and ask, what are a lot of their most frequently asked questions. That's another goldmine. All right, moving on. 6, make and model landing pages. Okay, if you're working in a new car store, again, it goes back to the ease of use of your platform. You need to be creating pages for all your latest make and models. So you have a page like yourname.com, then / 2015-Hyundai-Sonata, Hagerstown, Maryland, and create a landing page for each make and model. And if the platform's easy enough, it take you 5 minutes to set up the page, but then all you got to do to add to it is, boom, you do a quick walk around on the brand new make and model, you know, just hammering out three or four of the key new features on it. Add some photos. You can pop all this stuff with your iPhone 6 or whatever you got. Pop some photos of the car, and then write up a little review of it. Just type up a quick review. Boom, upload that to the landing page. You know, people typing in that make and model in your market gives you a good opportunity there to engage with them and start wowing them, putting them into your funnel. You know what I'm saying? So that's 6. Sorry, make and model landing pages. Just for every new make and model, you know, you get in, just do the fully loaded one, quick tour on it, have it up there, have the page, then hopefully get them clicking back to some of your other pages. Like this one, number 7. Number 7 is your USP, your why work with you page, your unique selling proposition. What is it about you, other than you've been there for 10 years, you're this, you're that? You know, what is it about working with you that's going to be unique that you offer, that the person that this message is getting in front of, that it's something worthy to them for them to pick you over the guy down the block? All right, I don't think I need to go deep into what a unique selling proposition is and what it does for, you know, what it does for you and why you need to have one. But you need to have one, and make it creative and good. There's a lot of available research on that, but if you want some help, I actually have a little, I'm going to look for a link in the show notes to something regarding USP. I don't know it off the top of my head. All right, so that's 7, your unique selling proposition, your why work with you page. This is, you need to compel, you need to lay it out there thick, but with the customer in mind, all, you know, for them, that what is going to be of value to them. You got to knock their socks off right here on this one. All right. So number 7, look, I told you we're moving through these. We're on 8. This is going to be a quick one today. You feel me? Always, number 8, always tell your visitors what to do next. Okay. The call to action in your video, on your page. Like I said, if you're welcoming them to the site, to the homepage, tell them where you want to go. You know, welcome them. Say, hey, check out, learn more about me. Check out my about page. Then from your about page, you tell them, hey, to hear more of my exclusive car shopping experience, click here to check out my why work with me page, you know, or click, if it's on a landing page, you know, click here to schedule a consultation to see if my unique shopping services are a match for you. You know, something along those lines. But always, whether it's in written text, whether it's in a video, anything, make sure that you're telling them and giving them the direction and pointing them, holding their hand to what you want them to do next. That's what creates an experience. That's what people are still looking for. People are looking for online. So give them the direction always, and they may follow. Like I said, not everybody's going to dial in and fall and drink your Kool-Aid and follow you, but some will. So go ahead and create this with that low-hanging fruit in mind. All right. So there is your 8. Hope that was delivered some kind of value. Solo session today. So wanted to get in, get out, provide some value. For everything all the links and everything regarding this session, just go to dealerplaybook.com/27. Check out our new design there. We did a facelift there. Love to hear your thoughts in the comments. If you want to, I'm going to go ahead and do a plug here as well. If you want to check out the web tool that I would have wished to have access to when I was actively building my brand and websites when I was in the front line, go to thedealerplaybook.com/carpro. And you can get more information on that. Just thought I'd throw it out there because it can be very helpful. And it's what I dreamt of when I was actively doing this. And this is why, you know, the thing is that you need to make this as easy as possible because it's hard. And that's why a lot of sales professionals don't go fully into it. But when you do, magic happens for the individual, the dealership. So like if you're a team leader, manager, what have you, think about empowering 4 or 5 of your ninjas out there with a tool like that and out there pulling in clients. Just some food for thought. I'm Robert Wiseman. Again, thanks for checking out the Dealer Playbook. Subscribe on the chat at thedealerplaybook.com and go to check out the show notes and look for the link to more about the USP for salespeople. I'll link in there, and I look forward to talking to you next time. Later.